Miss G?
Come, sweetheart.
Postmistress just sent this for Miss G.
Thank you, sweetheart. Miss Aggie?
Pa Ben, what's all the excitement?
Let her come.
From foreign?
Here, mail. And the king picture upon the stamp.
Len? Holy Father in heaven, thank you, Jesus. You answer me prayer.
Thank you, Brother Zaki. Open it now, Miss G.
I'm too nervous. Open it for me. Why?
Well, calm down.
Say it, good news. It's good news? Him hearty? Him remember me? What him say? Me heart. Quick, man.
Come in. Give me a little time. I'm nervous too, you know.
I can't read it. Read it for me.
But you know me eyes dark.
Tell me what it say.
If I had me spectacles.
Try and make it out.
All right. Make a see. Money.
Money?
Him send money.
Where him get money sent for me and him not working? What him say?
The right-hand corner up the top say at school and the date. The left-hand corner say, dear...
Mama.
No, mother.
Mother? Gone?
I am fine.
Praise the Lord.
Hope you are well.
I feel better already.
Enclose C pound sign. 1. Busy. Len.
My son, remember me. Thank you, Jesus. That's all? Him don't even ask how you do for nobody? He don't even tell me, not even love, just Len, dry sir?
Him busy, as him say, with him books.
Yes, is that, at least him not dead.
And him send money.
The money is of no comfort to me. After so long, this is all me get? I am fine. Hope you are well. Busy, Len. No, Pa Ben. Something definitely wrong. Somebody or something turning my son against me.
No, Miss Aggie, don't think that.
I am convinced of it. Evil forces at work.
Oh, put that thought out of your head.
Sweet, loving boy, when him leave Jamaica, boy, them light candles upon him head. Whoa.
No, Miss Aggie, don't think that.
I am convinced of it. Evil forces at work.
Put that thought out of your head.
Sweet loving boy when him leave Jamaica. Why? Them light candle upon him head. Why?
Miss Aggie.
Oh, Len.
Pearl? Lord have mercy. If the news get out, me done for. Come, we have to buy her silence.
So said, so done. It wasn't easy. Cause the one Pearl was carrying feelings in her heart against Miss Aggie. But I counseled the child and she keep her mouth shut. If that news did get out, it would spread like bushfire. And if somehow people did learn that the boy was in contact with me, then them would say it's me obey him. So that night, I write to Miss Eleni and beg him to make the peace with the mother. Him listen to me and the letters start to become more frequent. And Miss Aggie start to feel better in herself. The color come back into her cheeks, and as the years went by, letter come from all over the place, as far as Africa. And a little fret we fret for him, for we know say if lion or tiger never eat him raw, the savages in the bush would catch him, cook him up as stew, and devour him. Praises be him escape. Some photo him send we, native with face paint up and just one little piece of cloth wrapped round them private. But as to the woman them, why the whole of them titty out a door naked as day. Miss Aggie turn her eye, but me look. Me no know what we woulda do with myself if me was to go to all them places. The thought of them eating me, Anyway, as luck would have it, Miss Eleni never tarry too long on the dark continent. Two twos, he was back in England, and we gave thanks for his deliverance. And there was no further cause for alarm or concern. Till one evening...
Why, Pa Ben?
Oi!
Come quick!
What happened? Is what?
Why?
What happened?
No, I know.
Know what?
I know is who obey my son.
Say what?
I have the proof.
Say what?
See her here?
Mars Len married?
Is the girl in the picture, is she?
Miss Lois?
Miss who? You know her?
No, me no know her.
Then how come you call her name?
Oh, me must call her name if me no know her. What name me call?
You said Miss Lois.
Miss Lois? No. Me said Jesus Christ.
Me could swear you say Miss Lois.
You must open your ears when me talk.
Me not care what's your name. Me not want her besides me son.
Shame on you, Miss Aggie. Before you're happy for the boy, you come here with your nonsense.
Nonsense? Shut your mouth. I know what I'm talking about. After I drum it into him head that anything black no good, I know is no way him could pick up that of him own free will.
The boy daddy was a black man. Is Obia, you did Obia him?
Black was good enough for me. It is not good enough for him. There was better for him. What happened to Miss Margaret?
The boy make him own choice.
What happened to Miss Margaret? Miss Margaret! Miss Margaret!
No, time's changing, Miss Aggie. You have to move with the times. Stop living in the past. Any black woman that didn't marry the boy, you would jump to the same conclusion. You know, see that don't make no sense? You know, see that it's ignorance?
Is who you calling ignorance? Is who? Get out! Is my son, and it don't concern you. So mind your own business and leave my property.
You have to face up to the truth.
What's more truth I need? Me not forget the years when the boy did cut me off.
Examine yourself.
Leave the property.
Miss Aggie.
Get off.
What's so wrong if the boy just want to marry somebody who look like him own mother, eh? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. And before you make your next move and go set evil forces at work to try and hit back at the child, consider the one chance you might be wrong. And when you don't consider that, consider the consequences.
But I only wanted what was best for him.
It's years now I never had occasion to lose my temper, but she make me so mad. A year go by, and not a word pass between us. One piece of malice she keep up on me. I try to talk to her. Morning, Miss Aggie. It hurt me soul case how she was going on. After all, she was my best friend. I had to keep trying. For me, he's not one to keep up malice. Evening, Miss Aggie.
Evening.
I frightened till I almost faint when she answered me. And so we start up again till we start exchange 2-3 words. But never about the marriage or anything to do with Marceline. But I know she never go to the Obia man to go hit back at the girl. I guess the one chance that she could have been wrong make her stay her hand. It's a terrible thing when you go to the Obia man and seek vengeance and it turn round and come back at you. But I know that in her heart of hearts, she was still carrying feelings for the child. The months turned to years. Then one day, out of the blue...